Look, I can't explain relationships. I think we know that.
I don't think any of us can, Erica. We try.
Can't explain marriages.
Yeah.
How they happen, why they end. But I can explain this. These people are still your family.
Absolutely.
Right? I mean, there aren't too many people in the world that would know me as well as the two men that I was married to.
Absolutely.
And I know them better than 99.9% of the people in the world.
That pillow talk, you know, those tears, that
right.
laughter.
Your hopes, your everything, all of it. So I saw one of them last night and had...
Well, we're guessing we know which one since one's in Jamaica.
I ran one right out of the country. Go ahead. That one. Yeah, we love each other.
Darling, you had me deported.
So we always have fun together. We laugh in spite of, I mean, it ended kind of tumultuously, but we just connect on a certain level, which is nice. So we sat there. We had a couple of Moscow mules before dinner. I'm just thinking to myself, it's so nice to be laughing with him instead of crying about him. You know what I mean? It's like I prefer this
absolutely.
A lot. So
it's more of your relationship with spending good times.
Yeah.
By far.
Right. So he excused himself at one point, and this older Italian gentleman that had been sitting behind me at the bar comes around me, and he's going to excuse himself as well. And he said, leaned in and he said, I just wanted to say, I think you're the most lovely couple. You guys have to be the perfect couple. And I said, you're likely to find Mr. Perfect around the corner texting another woman. And we're divorced. So it's okay. He can do that. But I mean, I had to explain to this poor guy. I said, listen, you know, we're no longer the perfect couple. And he said, but you are. I said, well.
I bet that old man was like, why the hell did I even bring into this?
He should have just sat at a table eating. I'm depressed. I don't have a relationship like that. So hopefully one day I would.
He comes back to the bar. The ex comes back to the bar, and we continue to have drinks. And as we're going to be seated for dinner, the old dude goes to leave the restaurant and gives me like an exaggerated, you know, wink on the way out because we've shared a moment. And I'm thinking,
the wink was for the booty call that he knew was happening later that night. That's absolutely what that wink was for, because he may have been, a little snowy on the roof, but a lot of fire in the belly.